Was there a railroad through Chipley?
Yeah, it goes right through.
Like when you were small?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it still goes the same way it did then. They just built that railroad when I was small, mm-hmm. through there. And it went on like by our house, but we lived off, I think, about 3 miles, 2 miles and a half, something from it.
And you mentioned that you had a fireplace.
Yeah, we had a fireplace.
Uh-huh.
We had two fireplaces, and then they had a stove, the cooking stove.
Mm-hmm.
But now whenever they started, they cooked on the fireplace.
Mm-hmm. What did you call that part on the fireplace that comes out sort of that you'd set the...
The hearth.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the hearth that come out. Yeah, then in front of the fireplace.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What about the part of the fireplace that you lay the wood across?
Yeah, you had to get you something other to, or either take your wood and lay down at each end of it, like you have your little fire here, and then you could take that wood and just cross it kindly up there so it'd burn good.
Mm-hmm.
If you got it, it'd smother out. And you cross it and stick some little splinters or something up under there, and then put that wood all on top, much as you wanted, across there. Sometimes we had big old billets that he'd saw. They'd be about that long, you know.
Billets?
Yeah, we called them billets. It was pine wood, and they sawed it up and maybe busted it in four pieces.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of the wood that they had to bust it that way for it to burn good. Because it was green, lots of it was. But when you got a dead one, why, you could just cut it maybe one time, but bust it one time and hit it burn all right. But it'd take it a good while to get hot, you know, not hot enough to burn. But it'd make a good fire. You could take three or four of them pieces and some other little wood to give to start off, and you'd have a big fire and a little fire, and it'd just warm up the room so good.
Mm-hmm. What kind of wood would you use to start the fire with?
Pine. Oh, we had pine. Well, it had to have what was called some splinter wood. It'd be kind of, some of it would be dry, good and dry, and would burn, or either it'd be fat. We called it fat when it was, you know, it was had so much turpentine in it until it'd kind of, you know, be sticky and all, it'd burn just like kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a special name for that kind of wood, though?
No, well, no.
Lightered
is what we call it.
What's that?
Yeah, lightered. Whenever you get out and get the wood. But now sometimes, well, of course we got, Daddy'd saw our wood and busted, you know, green pine wood and let it mature later on. Now, but that one didn't go with that first. But it did with along to our last wood that he could saw it up in blocks, you know, about that way, and then split it time or two. According to what size it was, if it was small, it might not split one time. But it made it burn better.
Mm-hmm.
It dried out kind of, you know, and it'd burn good, then make a good fire. And it wouldn't burn out. It'd last, maybe get a big fire built in the fireplace there, and it'd last way over in, late in the night.
And that
had to keep it over there. The room would be plumb warm.
Uh-huh. That wood that you'd split, you call that?
Yeah, you split it. Sawed it off in cuts, you know, blocks.
Uh-huh.
And then split that blocks. And make, what? Yeah, you could make four pieces out of it.
What did you call that again?
Blocks.
Or built?
They was four blocks to the each piece.
What was that, billets you mentioned?